Now, have you checked in on your COVID tracker app this morning, or has your phone battery died? There's a problem with Android phones, and it's the COVID tracker app that's at fault. To explain all, Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent. Adrian, what's the problem?
The problem appears to be that a lot of people who have Android phones, Android being Samsung or Huawei, non-iPhones, they noticed that their battery life was depleting really, really quickly, and in some cases the phones were overheating. And that apparently was linked to a combination of Google's background app system called Google Play Services and the COVID tracker app. And the effect of it was that people's battery life is being depleted really, really quickly. And the phones are overheating.
And what was the COVID tracker app running on something of a loop?
Yes. So what the HSE claims that actually the issue was more related to Google's Play Services, which is its underlying system that makes its apps work properly. But what was happening was the exposure notification system was stuck in, as you described, a loop. And what that was doing was it was running the phone's battery down because it was just working overtime.
So is it going to be fixed today, or has it been fixed already? Or
yeah, so Google says that a fix has been deployed overnight for this, and that people should start to see that in effect on their phone today. Now, it's a bit of a sensitive issue because some people have deleted the app. A lot of people have been taken to social media platforms like Twitter and Reddit to complain about the problem, and some have deleted the app. The reason this is sensitive is because the possibility of a COVID tracker app affecting your battery life on your phone was always a worry when the app was being designed. It's one of the reasons that Google and Apple came in on the process in the first place, because they're just better at designing things like this to make sure that something like this doesn't happen. Typically, you shouldn't see more than 1%, 2%, or 3% of your battery life being drained from an app like this. So when it gets to 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, there was a definite problem.
Yeah, nearly 1.6 million people have downloaded the app, and you said there some people deleted it. I mean, that's not what we want to see happening.
No, I think the deletion figure overall is around 90,000, not from this incident, but overall since the app was introduced at the beginning of last month. And that is against the context of over 1.5 million having downloaded. So it's actually a very, very successful app in terms of its adoption. What the HSE and Google will be very, very keen to avoid is a situation like this repeating itself, because if your phone's battery dies after a couple of hours, you won't use it.
Yeah, I was talking to someone last night with a relatively new iPhone, and they were saying that they still, the app will not allow the random contacts to be uploaded. Are there still problems with some phones and the tracker app?
There are still a few glitches. Don't forget, this is a pretty unique app. It's the first time that Google and Apple have ever come together to essentially modify their operating system so that a specific app like this can work. There was one issue, for example, with iPhones, which a lot of people with iPhones may have seen at some point a pop-up message from their COVID tracker app saying that it wasn't supported in this region, even though they might have only moved 5 miles down the road. And the HSE addressed that previously, said that that was an issue that Apple was going to fix in an update. You will from time to time see small things that don't quite make sense, but overall the app appears to be working very well.
Okay, Adrian, many thanks. Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent. It's